Now, you founded the group way back in 1974, some 39 years later. What keeps it fresh for you and so popular for your audience?
You know, I think part of the thing that keeps it fresh is the fact that, you know, we can only be in a certain amount of places at once, especially during the fourth quarter, during the Christmas season. So we don't have the opportunity to be in each city over and over, year after year. And so, you know, the combination of adding new repertoire to the concerts and then only being able to come back every so many years, I think that gives people a chance to, you know, see it again, but they're also wondering what changes are going to be in the show. And, you know, our hardcore fans follow us pretty closely, either through the internet or, you know, through all the things with ManI'mSteamroller.com and all of that. So it's kind of it keeps it fresh for all of us, you know, in changing up the concert content itself, and then, of course, the different cities.
Do you see younger people coming on board?
Well, you see, I'd say demographically, one of the things that I really enjoy seeing is you'll see three generations sitting together at one of our concerts. And so you'll see mom and dad with the kids, but they were with their mom and dads 25 years ago when they were kids, you know. And so it becomes almost a family tradition. And as families continue to come to it, they continue to bring their children. And I think that helps account for why it's been around for 30-some years also.
When you first created your music, how did you blend the modern and the classical technique and what was at the time considered New Age music?
Well, and now it might be old age music. It's a little joke there. And well, it's my age, you know what I'm getting at here. I've been doing it a long time. But what I started with originally was Fresh Air and was not Christmas music.
We're not talking about Terry Gross's Fresh Air.
No, actually I started before that. Fresh Air, I started that in 1974. And I have a total of Fresh Air, of eight Fresh Air albums, and each one is about a different topic. The first four are the four seasons, and I tried to do a musical description of each one of the four seasons. And then I did Johannes Kepler's dream of going to the moon in the year 1609, Greek mythology, the magic of the number seven, and then the infinity sign, which is an eight turned sideways, so Fresh Air number eight is about infinity. So each one is a very specific topic, and I don't do those every year. I mean, I'm usually 3 to 4 years easily between the various Fresh Air albums. It takes quite a bit of research to do those. And the Christmas albums, then I do those, you know, again about, I would say, in between years, between the Fresh Air. So once I've got a Fresh Air album launched and it settles in and we do the marketing, then I begin working on another Christmas album.
The Christmas is so memorable when people hear it. They know your sound.
Yeah, well, as with any composer, you know, you have certain traits that whether you realize you're doing it or not, you just sort of pepper into the music, and people start recognizing those stylistic traits, and, you know, I think that's probably how people always can tell. And it's like, you know, I was listening to a Beethoven Bagatelle just a little bit ago, and, you know, you can always spot Beethoven like crazy, and Mozart definitely has his style. And, you know, it's, you know, there are different stylistic traits based on the way each composer writes the music.
Tell us about the Christmas tour.
Yeah, there really are two touring companies that are out touring city after city. I think we're doing about 88 cities this year. I will be running the Grinch Company down at Universal Orlando, conducting The Grinch That Stole Christmas with the Symphony Orchestra. And then we have our, what I refer to as our hit and run versions. Like, we just finished doing the Macy's Parade for the fourth year in a row, and that group is made up of a different group of players that just do that. We just did an ice skating special in Jacksonville, Florida, that just ran the Sunday of Thanksgiving weekend. And so those various aspects take different personnel because you can't draw from the tours because they're out solid day after day. And so we have to have a group of, we have almost 50 players that are Mannheim players that we can draw from for the various gigs that we're out playing.
Well, Chip Davis, founder and leader of Mannheim Steamroller, thank you so much for talking to us about your music.
Oh, absolutely. It's my pleasure, and I hope everyone there will certainly enjoy our show.